Good evening. This Shabbos, we read the 8th parasha of Chumash, Vayishlach, the 8th sedra of Seder Bereshis. We once spoke how the 8th sedra of every Chumash contains in it the word shemen, oil, and it talks about the number 8. This week, Yaakov Avinu returns from Chutz La'aretz. He fulfills the vow that he made, that im yihyeh elokim imadi ushmarani v'ha'evan azlois hasher samti matzei v'yihyeh beis elokim. And in this parasha we read, v'yitzoik oleho shomen. He poured oil on the evan that he promised that he would do 36 years before this. So you have shemen in this parasha. You also have the number 8. At the end of the parasha we learn about the 8 kings that ruled in Edom prior to the Jewish people having a melech. The 8th king's name was Hadar. And the Torah enumerates these 8 kings, and the Sifrei Kabbalah talks all about what the purpose of talking about these 8 kings are, Olam HaToyhu, and so on. But here you have the number 8. The Baal HaTurim actually says at the end of the parasha that the reason why Klal Yisrael had to suffer under the dominion of these 8 kings was because Yaakov Avinu humbled himself to Esav unnecessarily, l'cha'ira. And he said, Adoni, 8 times. B'shvil sha'ama Yaakov le'esav shmoina pa'amim Adoni. He said 8 times, my master. Molchu shmoina malachim kaidem Yisrael. U'kenegdom molchu shmoina malachim ad yehoiram u'b'yom av posha edoim. So that's the connection, the 8th parasha to the number 8 and to oil, which oil, shemen, as the Maral tells us, is from the same word as shmoina, shmini, which means fat. Sheva, 7, is from the word soiva, v'achalta v'savata, which means satisfied. Not more than necessary, satisfied, filled to the top. Shemen means fat, overflowing, and that's shmini, shemen, and both we find in this 8th parasha of Sefer Bereshis. If one asks, so what? So this is in preparation to the coming of the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is of course the Yom Tov of 8. A Jew is connected to the number 8. Our existence is Lamaila min Hateva. The number 8 is the number associated, again, as the Maral speaks about this, in Yonei Chanukah, the Klayoka, at the beginning of Parashat Shemini. And the tshuva from the Rashba that they all quote, that Shmini is Lamaila min Ahekef, that the number 8 is a number that is beyond this world. This is a world of 7 days to the week. Shmita, 7 Shmita cycles, Goyim have 7 mitzvahs, 7 D nations, 7 times 10, 7 colors, 7 notes of music, correct? But the future world, the Olam HaShmini, Olam Haba, Haba is Begematria 8, Hey Beis Aleph. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that is associated with the number 8, which is what separates us from the nations. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov where that separation was solidified, that barrier that the Yevanim breached, Nichnisu Yevanim Leheichol, was strengthened, as the Mishnah tells us in Midos, the 13 Pirtzais, Ufartzu Chaymais Migdolai, the 13 breaches that the Yevanim made in the wall around the Beis HaMikdash were rectified, were fenced, and they were masakin kenegdan 13 hishtachavoyos. Now, the next set of 8 of parshiyos that are associated with the number 8 also have to do with Chanukah, interestingly. Tetzaveh is the 8th parasha of Sefer Shemos. Tetzaveh begins with oil. Va'ato tetzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. V'yikru elecha shemen zayis zoch. And as the Rei Keach, the B'nai Yisoscha talks about this in his Maimorim on Chanukah, connect the first pasuk of Tetzaveh with the last pasuk of Truma, which ends with the word Nechoshes, which Nechoshes is Yovan, as the Medrash says, Nechoshes, Rosh HaTevis, Ner Shel Chanukah Tadliku. And then the Ato Tetzaveh is B'nai Yisrael, v'yikru elecha shemen zayis zoch, the 8th parasha of Sefer Shemos. And also there, you have the number 8, because that parasha talks about the 8 clothing of the Kohen Gadol, who, as we know, the Nes of Chanukah happened via the Kohen Gadol, Matisyahu Kohen Gadol, who wore eight clothes. And when we go to Emor, which Emor is the eighth parsha of Sefer Vayikra, Teres Kehanim, there you have also, in Parshas Emor, you have Vayikra Elecha Shem and Zayizach, which the Rekeach says is a remnant to Chanukah, because that's the parsha that talks about all the Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then you have Shem and Zayis, and then you have Lechem Aponim, Chanukah and Purim. And there too you have the number 8, where the Pasuk says, Shorei Kesev Oyez Ki Yivoleid, V'hoyo Shivas Yomim Tachas Imoy, Umiyoyim Hashemini V'holo Yeirotze. And again, also in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas has in it the word Shemen many times, because that parasha speaks about the Karbonos, the Nesachim, and you have the number 8, Shmini Atzeres, that's how the parasha ends, Ba'yim HaShmini Atzeres Tihi Elohim. And as we spoke many times when it was Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas is the gematria of Hashem's name eight times the Shem Havaya. And when we come to the 8th parasha of Sefer Devarim, although Mishneh Torah is actually a set by itself, but the 8th parasha of Sefer Devarim, which is Nitzavim, is the parasha of Mashiach. The promise that there will be a Mashiach, which Mashiach we know already is associated with oil and with the number 8. Mashiach is Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha, and he is of the eighth Nesichei B'nei Adam that the Gemara talks about in Sukkot Daf Nun Beis, that he is the 8th of the Shemayna Nesichei B'nei Adam. So clearly, throughout the Torah, we are being given Ramazim about 8 and about oil, that all are Chanukah related. And Chanukah is the last Yom Tov that we have been given, the Yom Tov where we taste the light of Mashiach, Oyroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, who will usher in the world of 8. As the Gemara says in Erechin, Kinar Shel Mashiach Shel Shmoina Nimen. There will be 8 notes of music on Mashiach's harp. As the Maral explains, it's a different world, a world of 8, which we don't understand that today, because in our world there's no such thing as an 8th note of music, there's no 8th color, there's no 8th day of the week. Now certainly when you're talking about the first parasha that is associated with 8, which is Vayishlach, this parasha has to be, it must be, especially in the Shaloh HaKodesh tells us that all the parashas that are read at a given time have to do with that time, and Vayishlach is always read in very close proximity to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Sometimes it could actually be the Shabbos before Chanukah, when Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, the first day. Friday, it could be, then Vayishlach could be the Shabbos prior, but Vayishlach is always, as we are approaching the Yom Tov of Chanukah, especially this year, Vayishlach is Tezayin Kislev, which Tezayin is the second half. So this Shabbos is already the second half of Kislev in which Chanukah is found. The only Yom Tov, as mentioned many times, that begins in the second half of the month at a time when the moon is in concealment mode and when the moon is seemingly decreasing. So what does this parasha have to do with Chanukah? Vayishlach. So Parshas Vayishlach, which many have a minhag to read the first part of this parasha till Chamishi every Motzei Shabbos. Many Siddurim have in the back various tefillos, tchinos, psukim that one should say, v'yitan l'cha, and other psukim, and so on, Motzei Shabbos, which Motzei Shabbos is actually a time that is associated with the number 8, because it's after Shabbos, and it's like right before Sunday, and it has the potential to be the time that Mashiach should come. In fact, that's why all the negunim that we sing Motzei Shabbos are about Eliyahu HaNavi, and the Mashiach, Eliyahu, of course, who's Pinchas Eliyahu, as Rashi tells us in Bava Metzia, Kuf Yudal Amid Beis, are different opinions who Eliyahu was, but vast majority of the opinions that talk about this say that Pinchas is Eliyahu. And Motzei Shabbos, which is the Bechina of Shmini, there's a minhag to say Vayishlach. There are different reasons why. Some only do it when they're traveling that week. But there is a minhag to say Parshas Vayishlach every Motzei Shabbos. Vayishlach is when Yaakov Avinu is returning to Eretz Yisrael. The splendor and the majesty and the shine that Yaakov had that left when he left Eretz Yisrael, as we read in the Rashi last week, Vayetzei Pana Hoida, upon a ziva, upon a hadara, is now returning. The shine, the majesty, the splendor is returning to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov comes home. Vayova Yaakov sholem. Yaakov comes complete. And as Rashi says, complete in his learning. He didn't forget any of his learning. Shalei shochach talmudai beveis lovam. He came with all his money, despite that a lot of money was taken away from him. He came back with all of it and even more. And his body was complete. His body was healed, despite that he went through an incident in this week's parasha where he becomes lame for a while. When his gid hanosha, when the sinew, the gid hanosha was dislocated. Al-Kaf Yerech Yaakov. So Yaakov comes back complete, an indication that Klal Yisrael will return at the end of time to Eretz Yisrael, hopefully complete, or definitely complete. Vayava Yaakov Sholeh. And at the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov sends agents, which Rashi says were real malachim, real angels, to Esav. And he tells them, Koi soimrun la'adoini le'esav, koi amar avdecha Yaakov. And the Farshim ask, why does the Torah repeat the word koi? Koi soimrun, koi amar. What's this about the word koi? And already we are being reminded of the Yom Tov that's coming, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, Chanu Koi, Chof Hei, 25. They rested on the 25th of Kislev. So what does this have to do with Chanukah? Koi Soimerun, Koi Omar Avdecha Yaakov. Yaakov is sending many messages to Esav. There's the Pshat, there's the Remez, there's the Soid. Yaakov is trying to get Esav's anger to calm down. He shouldn't be so angry at him. He shouldn't hate him. Don't worry. I don't have so much. All the brachas that our father blessed me were not niskayim. But at the same time, as Rashi tells us, he's also telling Esav, you can't do anything to me because I kept to all the mitzvahs. Im lovan garti, v'taryag mitzvahs shomarti v'loy limadati mimasav haroim. And as the Medrash tells us, that when he said vayihili shor v'chamor, he didn't just mean, all I have is an ox and a donkey, nothing for you to be jealous of. But he meant, the shor is Mashiach ben Yosef, the chamor is Mashiach ben David, or chamor is Yisachar, the kayach of the trei Mashiachim, the kayach of Torah, and Avoda that I have. And I was in Beruchnius, I am very, very strong. Yaakov is coming now with a lot, with tremendous ruchnius. He became nis'ala, even though he was in the house of Lavan for so many years. On the contrary, because he passed all the nisyonos, so Yaakov is a lot greater than he was when he left. Not only that, but we find in this parasha that Yaakov's name is changed, and he becomes Yisroel. The word Yisroel is mentioned for the first time in this week's parasha, where Yaakov's name is changed by the Malach, and then later Hashem himself. And then in the story that we'll see soon of Shechem and Dinah, the Torah already refers to the Jewish people as Yisrael, ki nevola osa bi Yisrael, lishkav es bas Yaakov, kedushas am Yisrael, the revelation of Yisrael. And that's the name that the Greeks and all the enemies of the Jews don't want that we should have that name. What Yisrael really means, we're not talking now about the English translation of Israel, but Yisrael, which is Sarisa im Elohim v'im Anoshim v'atuchol. The fact that Am Yisrael, they are the purpose of why Hashem created the world, Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikru ureishis, and that is what differentiates us, that's what separates us from the nations of the world. That's what they fought. The Greeks wanted to annihilate, they wanted to eradicate the name Yisrael from Klal Yisrael, as it says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Pei Gimel, Al Amcha Yisrael, Al Amcha Yisrael, Ya'arim Musoi, Nasu Roish, it's the name Yisrael that bothers them. Shame Yisrael, Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Gimel, not quoting it 100% verbatim, but there the Pasuk says that they want to wipe us out. They want to wipe out the name Yisrael. They want us to assimilate with them. The Greeks didn't want to kill Jews. They just wanted us to assimilate with them. The same like Shechem and Chamor, the story that we're going to that we're reading this week, they wanted to join. We'll all have a bris milah. We all become one nation. And that's the greatest danger. So Yaakov is sending a message to Esav. Yaakov is telling Esav that I have all the mitzvahs. I kept to all the mitzvahs. But Yaakov is also sending another message here. He's sending the message of Chanukah to Esav. He's telling Esav that we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And as we spoke last week, Chanukah is the counterpunch, sort of, to Esav. We go into the domain of Esav on Chanukah, which is the left side, outside, nighttime. We're not afraid of Esav on Chanukah. So on Chanukah, we are victorious over Esav, and the name Yisrael is restored. That's why we say in the Al Hanisim, which we don't say this Purim, but Chanukah we say it. Al Amcha Yisrael, Le Amcha Yisrael, Osisa Teshua Gedoyle, Furkan, Kehayoy Mazeh. Or as we say at the beginning, Bimei Matis Yobin Yechven Kohen Gadol Hashmona Yuvonov, Kisha Amdam Al Chas Yobin Arashal, Amcha Yisrael. We specify, we emphasize Yisrael, because that was the battle. The battle was against the name Yisrael. And Hashem made a nes for Yisrael, even though Yisrael is the name that is used when we are on a high level, and we were not on a high level at that time, as we already spoke. The Chanukah, we were zochet to a miracle, l'mayla min ha-teva, despite that we didn't deserve it, unlike Purim, which came from down below. Nevertheless, that word Yisrael is used, that we retained, the name Yisrael was restored to Am Yisrael. We gained our freedom. Chanukah was the Yom Tov that we gained our freedom from the Greeks that oppressed us for 180 years while we had a Beis HaMikdash. Unlike the other nations that oppressed us when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. This occurred while we had a Beis HaMikdash, which on one hand makes it a lot worse. They entered the Mikdash, they defiled it, they contaminated all the oil, as the Gemara tells us what happened leading up to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So Yaakov Avinu says, Koi soimran la'adoini la'esav, koi amar avdecha Yaakov. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Shemois says that when Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, so it says, Vayifen koi v'choi v'yar ki ein ish. He turned on either side and he saw there was no man, and he hit the Mitzri, killed him, and he buried him in the sand. That's what the Pasuk says. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. Rashi alludes to it, but not from the Zohar. Rashi just tells us that he looked into the future and he saw that there will be no one coming out of this man. So there's no reason to get rid of him. There's nothing good coming out of him. He's all evil. No Jews are coming out of him. No one's coming out of him. So therefore he doesn't deserve to live. So he was killed. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Vayifen koi v'choi. Koi is 25. There are 25 letters in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And every Jew says two times daily, even more really, but two times we're obligated to read Kriyashma. Kriyashma at night and Kriyashma in the morning. B'shachpecha uvekumecha. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Twice 25, which is 50. So we say the Pasuk of Shema, which has 25 letters at night. We say the Pasuk of Shema, which has 25 letters in the morning. So the Zohar says, he looked and he saw that there's no one going to come out of this Mitzri who's going to ever say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Vayifen Koi V'Choi, not the Chofei Shema at night, not the Shema by day. So therefore, it's okay to kill him, and he kills him. So that's what Yaakov Avinu was telling Esav here too. The Tikkuni Zohar tells us that Chanukah, this is a remez, Chanukah is the Yom Tov where Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is revealed. Yichud Achdus Hashem. They found one jug of oil, Pach Echad Shel Shemen, that was for Am Echad, for the one nation, for the unique nation, for the Jewish people who believe in the one God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Chanukah was a solidification, a strengthening of emuna b'Hashem. The Gemara says, "Yoimei the Chanukah Temanya Inun." Temanya is the Aramaic word for eight. Temanya is the same letters as emunasi. This is the Yom Tov of emuna. That even though it's dark, and even though there's a left, and there's night, and there's all the other evils and all the other negatives as we spoke about last week, a Jew cries out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. A Jew knows that everything, whether we understand it or not, Hashem is Midas HaChesed, Elokim, Midas HaDim, it's all Hashem Echad, it's all one, it's all good, and one day we'll understand it. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we express this Emunah, we thank and praise Hashem for everything, even for that which we don't understand yet now to be good. So that's the Chaf Hei. The Chaf Hei is the 25 letters that the Zayir HaKadosh says, that's Chanukah Hei, the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Bnei Yisoschah says that Ner Chanukah has the Segula of removing Gehenim, getting rid of Gehenim. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Masechta that many are starting soon in the new Daf Yomi cycle, that if someone reads Kriyashma and he's medaktek, kolakoyre Kriyashma, or medaktek, be'oisiyoseha mitzanin in loy Gehenim, that if he does deserve Gehenim, it's cooled off. Like he has some air conditioner there. The Gehenim is not so hot. If he says Kriyashma properly, and he quotes the Pasuk there, Beforeis in Tehillim, Beforeis Shaddai Malachim, Tashleg B'tzalmoin, Tashleg is Sheleg, Tzalmoin is Gehenim. That the Gehenim will be cooled off for someone who says Kriyashma properly. Now since Chanukah is Kriyashma, Chanukah therefore is the Yom Tov where Gehenim, the fire of the Ner Chanukah, removes the fire of Gehenim. Sheleg is Begematria Ner Chanukah. Sometimes it snows Chanukah time. Not unlikely. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We once mentioned this. There's a big ayin in the word Shema. There's a big dalid. Because there are 74 days from Yom Kippur till Chanukah. Ayin dalid. Yom Kippur, the last pasuk that we say as Yom Kippur comes to its conclusion, which is the time of Chasima, the sealing of our fate, we all cry out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But as the Sforim revealed to us, that Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima, there's still a grace period, that we have till the last day of Chanukah to still do tshuva. If we didn't finish on Yom Kippur, we still have an opportunity to cry out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rashi on that pasuk in Vayeschanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, says it's talking about La'osid Lovoi. When ki oz epoich el kol ha'amim kulam, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem, la'avdo ishchem echad, the pasuk in Tzfanya, that in the future all the nations will recognize that Hashem is one. V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'oriz b'ayoyim ha'huyiyah Hashem echad u'shmei echad. Or as the last pasuk of this week's Haftorah that we say in Oz Yosher every day, the Olam Oishiyim Behartziyah and Lishpot is Haresav, the Hoysal Hashem Hamalucha, that will be in the future. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we proclaim every day, daily, morning, night, Hashem is now Elokeinu, but Hashem will be Echad. That's messianic when Mashiach will come. Well, Chanukah is messianic, because Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. So on Chanukah, we get a taste of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Yaakov Avinu sends a message to Esav. Koi Soimran La'av. Tell Esav that I say Kriyashma every day. I say it in the morning, I say it at night. That's the two times Koi here. And with the Koyach of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, I'm not afraid of you. We have Chanukah. And on the Yom Tov of Chanukah, were even to penetrate your boundary as well. Now, in this parsha, there are two main stories. There are a few stories, but two stories that the Torah elaborates on. One, the remove, as we spoke before, the dislocation of the Gid HaNosha. That's the sinew on top of the thigh, the Gid HaNosha. So the Gid HaNosha, there's a issur, there's a prohibition. There's one of the 365 prohibitions in the Torah is you're not allowed to eat the Gid HaNosha, Al Kain. Lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael is Gid HaNosha, Asher al kaf ha-yorech ad ha-yoyim hazeh. And interesting, the Gid HaNosha is the ninth mitzvah in the Torah. Bris Milah is the eighth. Gid HaNosha is the ninth. And the Chassam Sofer tells us that the 365 negative the transgressions of the Torah correspond to the 365 days of the year. So the Chassam Sofer says it's really based on a Zayar that Gid HaNosha is Keneged Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. And Gidah Anosha is the ninth mitzvah. And he says the reason for it is as all the Svarim speak about this, had his thigh not been dislocated, there never would have been a Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Churban Beis HaMikdash was because Yaakov's thigh was dislocated. So that's why there's a Tisha B'Av. So Gidah Anosha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Gidah Anosha, Rashi brings, comes from the words, Nashani Elohim es kol amoli v'es kol beis avi, which means to forget, to remove, to by Menashe. Menashe was called Menashe because Yosef said Hashem enabled me to forget my pain. Nashani Elohim es kol amoli v'es kol beis avi. So gid hanoshe, noshe means really uprooted. Something you forget, it's uprooted from your memory. So gid hanoshe is a sign that at one time we're going to forget. It's forgetfulness that leads to all the problems. Had the luchais not been broken, as the Gemara says in Erev and Daftan and Dalet, we never would have forgot anything. And the Greeks wanted to make us forget. What the Malach of Esav, this is the Sar of Esav, the Samach Mem, tried to do by dislocating the thigh of Yaakov, is what the Greeks did when they entered the Mikdash. And as we say in the Al Hanisim, they came lahashkicham toirasecha. They came to make us forget Hashem's Torah. And that's what Hanosha, Gid Hanosha, Nosha, the word Nosha could also mean to forget. And because of that, there's a Churban. Because of that, there's the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Which thigh was dislocated as a Machloikis, if it was the right or the left or both? So the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the two Yamim Tovim that we were Zeichet to later on, Purim and Chanukah, are the tikkunim for the dislocation of the Gidah Anosha. The right is Purim, the left is Chanukah. And it's interesting that if you look at the psukim here, the pasuk says, Vayar, the Malach saw that he was unable to attack Yaakov himself, so Vayiga bechaf yerechoy. Vayiga is begematria Chanukah. Chaf yerechoy is begematria Purim. Kaf Yerech Yaakov is begematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. Meaning that with Chanukah and Purim, we don't have to worry. We have now the tikkun for that which the Malach tried to dislocate Yaakov's legs, which as the Svarim say also means the future of Am Yisrael. The Yerech is the future. Yoytzei Yerech Yaakov, the children, the descendants, which unfortunately the Malach was able to touch. He couldn't touch Yaakov himself, but he was able to touch Yaakov's legs. And even though Yaakov comes back all healed, by Yizrach Lo Hashemesh, but nevertheless, it had an effect, and it had an effect till today. But we have Chanukah and Purim to rectify that. Chanukah is the tikkun for the Gidah Anosha, the tikkun of Hoyd, and Purim, Netzach. And these two Yamim Tovim, as mentioned already, are the two Yamim Tovim that were not afraid of Esav during that time. Purim, they attacked, they killed 75,000 Amalekim. We overpowered Haman, Asher Yishlatu HaYehudim. And Chanukah is the Yantav of Ki Eshev B'Choshech Hashem Or Li. Pasuk and Micha. That despite the darkness, Hashem is my light. That's Chanukah. Even though it's dark, we have the Ner Chanukah. And with these two Yamim Tovim, we're not afraid of Esav. Concerning the Gidah Anosha, it says, Asher al kaf hayorech. Asher al kaf hayorech is the same gematria as Asher yishlatu ayehudim, that's Purim, and ki eshev b'choshech Hashem or li, that's Chanukah. And that gematria is 936, that we mentioned there many times in B'nai Yisoscha and all these Svarim that discuss this, talk about this gematria of 936, which is 13 times chesed, 13 times 72. Is 936, that's Asher Yishlatu HaYehudim, Purim, and Ki Eshev B'Choshech Hashem Orli, which is Chanukah, because on these two Yamim Tovim, there is a Gilui of the Yud Gimel, Midos, Harachamim, that's why there were 13 Maccabees, and the Yevonim breached in the wall around the Beis HaMikdash 13 breaches, and they had to fence the, and the Yud Gimel, Midos, Harachamim, and so on, and a lot that has to do with the number 13, and Purim was what had to do with 13 too, the 13th of Adar, that's when they wanted to kill all the Jews. So, in the story of the Gidah Anosha, which this led to Churban Beis HaMikdash, it led to Tisha B'Av, but we have in Galus, as the Chiddush Yerim calls these two Yomim Tovim, Chanukah and Purim, the Chizuk Bizman HaGalus. Even though the Yom Tov of Chanukah happened when we had a Beis HaMikdash, but we were under foreign rule. So these two Yomim Tovim illuminate for us and elevate us, even in the worst times, the darkest times, especially in Ikvus of the Mashiach. And these two Yomim Tovim are the tikkun for the dislocation of the Gid HaNosha. It's interesting that Koi, two times Koi, Vayifen Koi V'Choi, as we mentioned before, Koi Soimrim Le'esav, Koi Amar Adayini, Koi Amar Avdecha Yaakov. Perhaps we could say that the two times is, one is Chanukah and one is Purim. Chanukah is the evening Kriya Shema. Purim is the morning Kriya Shema. Where do we see this? We see this in the Megillah. When Haman says to Achashverosh, hang Mordechai in the morning, Uva boiker emor la melech tluhu olav, says the Medrash on that pasuk in Esther Rabbah. Why did Haman want Mordechai to be hung in the morning? Because he was trying to stop them from saying Kriyashma shel Shachrus. They won't say Kriyashma, then they'll get punished. The same way Goliath, he says Goliath used to come all the time in the morning and at night to mock the Jewish people, to try to stop them from saying Kriya Shema. The Goyim always knew what the power of Kriya Shema is. So Chanukah is Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. It's nighttime. Purim, although we do read the Megillah at night, but most of the mitzvahs of Purim are by day. There's a Megillah reading by day, and there's the mitzvah Matanis Lev Yoinim is by day, the Sudas Purim is by day, Shalach Manas is by day. So Purim is... the mitzvahs of Purim are mostly daytime. Chanukah, the mitzvah is nighttime. Mishatishka achama. So that's two times Kriya Shema. Koi Saimran, Koi Amar Avdecha Yaakov. Vayifen Koi Vachoi. Vayarki Ein Ish, Vayitpenehu Bachoil. These two Yomim Tovim are in Yemei HaChoil. Purim and Chanukah are during the week. That's what makes them so powerful. They're not Shabbos Yom Tov, where you can't do Melacha. They are weekday holidays, but yet they are so powerful, and in these two holidays, we're not afraid of Esav. And with these holidays, we can combat, we can be victorious over Esav. So it comes out really, in this parasha of Vayishlach, you have Purim and Chanukah. That's why later in the parasha you find Yaakov poured wine and oil. Wine is Purim, oil is Chanukah. Vayatzev Yaakov Matzeva, Vayasech Oleho Nesech, Vayitzoik Oleho Shomem. He poured wine and he poured oil. Why is he pouring wine and oil? We have Chanukah, we have Purim. Dafke and Vayishlach, because Vayishlach is the parasha that we deal with Esav. As the Ramban says, that whenever they would have to go deal with the Romans, they would always read parashas Vayishlach first, because this parasha teaches us how to deal with Esav. Doirein, Tfila, Milchama, how to deal with the nations. So in this parasha, that you have to have both of the Yomim Tovim that deal with the victory over Esav, not to be afraid of Esav, at least Baruch Nias. So we have Purim and Chanukah in parashas Vayishlach. But a very major part of this parasha is the story of Shechem and Dinah. Well, we know that Shechem raped Dinah, and as a result, Shimon and Levi, alone, after coming up with a trick to get them all to circumcise themselves, they were all masking to do it, and the intent was that this way we'll intermarry, we'll become one people, and everything will be great. And so on, as the pasuk describes, exactly what the Yevanim wanted: assimilation, hisbailulus, no havdalah. No separation. There's no difference between you and us, us and you. We're all one. What's this business of you being a distinct nation? Yisrael, who do you think you are? We're all one. In fact, we'll even do the mitzvah that you think makes you unique. Bris Milah. Which you don't find that anywhere, that Goyim were asking to have a Bris Milah just to mingle with the nations. If anything, they try to take away Bris Milah from us, like the Yevanim decreed that we should not perform Bris Milah. And here, it was with Bris Milah that they were trying to assimilate. But a goy cannot be mal unless it's for Geirah's purposes. So they end up all being wiped out. And who does it? Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi performed a Hanukkah miracle. Because there are two people fighting so many, like on Hanukkah, Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, Shimon Velevi is Begamatria Lahadlik Ner Hanukkah. And this story of Dina, who unfortunately is taken into captivity and raped and so on, the whole story here with Dina is actually a poel demyoini, it's a metaphor, but more than that, it's mamish the story of Hanukkah. There's a pasuk in Iyov, Perek Gimel, pasuk Chof Hei, interesting, 25th pasuk of the third Perek of Iyov. It says like this, Loi shalafti veloi shakatti veloi nachti vayovoi roiges. I don't have any security, I don't have any peace of mind, I don't have any ability to rest, and then turmoil comes. This is Iyov talking. He's talking about his situation, which no one suffered more than him. However, the Medrash in Parshas Vayeshev quotes this pasuk and says it's referring to all the tragedies of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says, Lo shalafti, I had to deal with Lavan. Lo shakatati, I had to deal with Esav. Lo nachti, I had to deal with Dina. And then top it all off, Ayovei Roiges, came the turmoil and the whole tragedy that with Yosef and the brothers. Four major tragedies. There were other tragedies too, but these are four major tragedies that Yaakov Avinu unfortunately went through. Lo shalafti, v'lo shakatati, v'lo nachti, v'ayovei Roiges. And the third is Dina. Now in Shmois, this is a medrash from Vayeshev, next week's parasha. In Shmois Rabbah, on the same pasuk, the Medrash Darshan is that these four are referring to the four empires, the four Goliaths, the four exiles that the Jewish people suffered under. The first, Leishalafti, is Babylonia, Iraq. The Leishakatati is Persia, Media. And the Leinachti is Greece, is Syrian Greeks, Yavon. The Yavai Roiges is Edoim. Comes out that parallel to the four tragedies that Yaakov Avinu had to go went through, which according to the Medrash and Vayeshev, this is what this pasuk is referring to, Lo shalafti, v'lo shakatati, v'lo nachti, v'yavei roiges, is Esav, Lavan, Dina, Yosef. We have the other Medrash that says, Bovel, Modai, Yavan, Edom. That means the third tragedy of Yaakov Avinu, which is Dina, is parallel to the third empire that we suffered under, which is Yavan, which is Greece, which from that comes the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. In fact, the shoyrish of the word nachti is nach, which is ner Hanukkah. So this story that we have in this week's parasha in Vayishlach, in the eighth parasha of Chumash, of Shechem and Dina, is definitely Hanukkah related. Besides the miracle that occurs where Shimon and Levi are victorious over the whole city and they wipe them all out, Rabim biyad ma'atim, Tmeim biyad tahayrim, Rishoyim biyad tzadikim. What does Shechem do to Dina? He defiles her. The Yevanim decreed that all the girls that got married, Tiboya Latafsar Tchila, that was one of their Xeris. And the whole idea of Golus Yavin was assimilation, which is exactly what's going on over here. But there's something a little deeper than that, even more deeper than that. First of all, the Or Gedal Yehu, Rabbi Gedal Yeshua, has a piece on this where he talks about this very thing that we're speaking about. And he says that the parallels go even further, that the tzara that Yaakov had with Dina was in Eretz Yisrael. He had returned already. It was in Eretz Yisrael where this happened. And the tzara that we had with Yavon was also in Eretz Yisrael, when we had a Beis HaMikdash. And he says that the Bach writes at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah that the reason for the tzara of Yavon was because of his rashlus in Avodah, that the Jewish people were not serving Hashem with the same zrizus, with the same intensity. There was a laxity. For that came Golus Yavon, and therefore Hanukkah is the Yom Tov of Hischatzus, serving Hashem with vigor and excitement to counter that. And he says the same thing with Yaakov Avinu, the delay. Why did Yaakov have to suffer and have Dina go through this tragedy? It was because he delayed. He pushed off the neder that he made, as Rashi brings. He was ma'acher the neder. That's like an act of israshlus. So there are many parallels here. But if we take a look at something very interesting here, based on what we spoke last week and the week before, Hanukkah is the yomtiv that has the ability to extract sparks of kedusha. The light of Hanukkah goes into the dark places where there are neshamas that are trapped, like Yitzchak loved Esav, Kitzayet Befiv, because in Esav were the trapped neshamas that Hanukkah brings out. The story of Shechem and Dina is such an example. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh elaborates on this in Parshas Kiseidze. The Likutei Torah Leho Arizal talks about it here, that the neshama of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin, interesting that it's him. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin is one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches discusses what he went through for spreading Torah. His body was wrapped with the parchment of a Sefer Torah, and he was burnt in a horrible way. He was Meiser Nefesh for Hafatzas HaTorah, for the spreading of Limud HaTorah, which they decreed that there should not be. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan was from the Hasara Arugei Malchus, from the tremendous Tanoim who were Meiser Nefesh for Torah. Says the Ari HaKadosh, based on Kadmainim, and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh talks about it in Parshas Kiseidze, one could look it up there, that in Shechem was the Nitzutz of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan. And that's why Shechem had to be with Dina. He says the same thing with the Yefas Toyar, V'choshakta, but he has a whole piece there in Parashas Kiseidze. How could it be that soldiers that are going to battle and they're doing mitzvahs and they're on a high level should suddenly desire an Ishi Yefas Toyar? He said there's a reason, because there's certainly Tzutzei Kedusha there that have to be drawn out. Something that, it's a concept that has to be studied carefully, because many can err and say, well, that's the case, so maybe we should start doing wrong things and take Mitutze Kedusha out, which is, many have erred in this area in previous generations. We're not going to go into that now. And that's something that has to be studied very carefully. But when we're talking about great people, and those that the Torah tells us that it would seem went through sinful situations, we have to understand that there's a lot more going on. So it tells us the Ari HaKadosh, that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh quotes, that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin was trapped in Shechem. And it's hinted in this week's parasha, V'ha'oretz hinei rachvas yodayim. Rachavas stands for Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin. And when Shechem had relations with Dina, that mitzvah came out, whatever that means. And later we have Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin. In other words, V'atidbak nafshoi bedina. The one who really wanted to attach himself to Dina was the neshama of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin, that had to come out. This nitzot had to come out of Shechem, and it entered Dina, and then later on, we have Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin. It goes even deeper, because we know from this union came Osnas. Osnas was the child of Shechem and Dina. And later, as the Medrash tells us, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, I believe, that when she grew up, the Shvatim excommunicated her. They got rid of her. They threw her out of the house. They considered her a mamzeres. She was an embarrassment. And they put her by a bush, by a sneh. That's why she's called Osnas, from the word sneh. And she ended up going down, taken to Mitzrayim. And later, we all know Yosef married her. She was adopted by Potiphar and his wife. And Yosef ends up marrying this child that Dina and Shechem had together. And from that union comes Menashe and Ephraim and Yehoshua ben Nun and Mashiach ben Yosef, from this Shechem and Dina relationship. So it shouldn't be surprising that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin can come out of this too. Tradyoin is the same letters as Tered Yavon. Yavon will fall. Yavon will come down. Tered Yavon. Tradyoin is Begematria of Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Chanina ben Tradyoin. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Chanun, of Chanina, and on Chanukah, Tered Yavon, Yavon had a Mapola. So Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov where we light on the left side and below 10 Tfachim, and outside and at night and in the second half of the month, and one of the days when you can't see the moon at all of that are indicators of going into dark places. Places that normally we're afraid to touch, we're afraid to go there. But here we go there and we extract neshamas. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin, Mashiach ben Yosef. What's going on here? This story, Shimon and Levi, that destroy the whole city of Shechem. But before that, the whole Maisu with Shechem and Dina, and it looks like from such a terrible act, can anything good come out of this? Yes, something good came out of it. We're not condoning what Shechem did, but this was obviously something which had to happen. And this led to, since this is parallel to Chanukah, this third tragedy of Yaakov Avinu, Loinachti, Loishalafti, Loishakati, Loinachti, is parallel to Golus Yavan, that when we overpowered the Yavanim and we were zeichet to the Nes of Chanukah, we also were zeichet to this concept of bringing back neshamas, of extracting sparks of Kedusha from dark, from places of Tumah and so on. What's interesting too is from Levi. Levi, together with Shimon, performed over here this act. Vayikchu shnei b'nei Yaakov, Shimon v'Levi. Levi becomes bar mitzvah here, as Rashi tells us in Nozich of Tesam Midbeis. That's how we know that a bar mitzvah bacher is considered a bar mitzvah bacher at the age of 13, because Levi was 13 years. There's a whole cheshbon that the Rav, the Tosfos Yom Tov in Pirkei Avos, ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvos, make based on that Rashi and Nozir Chav Tesal Midbeis, and the Torah refers to him as Ish. And that before this, we don't find anyone under the age of 13 called Ish. This is the Raya that Bar Mitzvah is at the age of 13. Again, the number 13. Levi is the forebearer of Matisyahu. Levi, of course, is the ancestor of Aaron HaKoyen. And Levi is the ancestor of Pinchas. Who was the first that we read in Chumash, well, actually after Shimon and Levi, who also did an act of Mesiras Nefesh? What Shimon and Levi did here was Mesiras Nefesh. They risked their lives, which could also explain why Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion comes out of this. Chanina ben Tradion was also the one who was Mesiras Nefesh. He actually gets killed. So Shimon and Levi were Mesiras Nefesh, to strengthen the barrier, to make sure that the Jews don't mingle with the nations. That's what this was about. Because the Shechemites, the Chivi, Shechem ben Hamor, HaChivi, which as Svarim tell us, Chivi in Aramaic means snake, Chivya. They were trying to instill the Zuhama of the Chet of the Nochash. What the Nochash did to Chava, Shechem does to Dina. Ba Nochash al Chava, v'hitil ba Zuhama. The Tumah of Nida, the Tumah of the Zuhama of the Nochash, the same thing, Shechem and Dina, about Tidbak Nafshay, Medina Bas Yaakov. So, later on, Pinchas is the one, Pinchas, which is the eighth parsha of Sefer Bamidbar. Pinchas is the one who solidified the barrier between us and the Midianim and the Moabites. He was the one who killed Zimri and Cosby. And by Yechaper al Bnei Yisrael, and he was zeichet to bris kohunas oilam, says the Gemara in Zvachim Kufalof Amid Beis. And Tosfos elaborates there that every Kohen Gadol from that time on was off. All the Kohanim Gedolim came from Pinchas in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second. That means Matisyahu, who was a Kohen Gadol, was a descendant of Pinchas. So Pinchas solidified the barrier. Heshev es chamosim al Bnei Yisrael after he kills Zimri, which Levi does here together with Shimon. And the Pella is that Zimri is a descendant of Shimon. And Shimon married Dina. Dina didn't want to come out of captivity. Dina said, I'm finished, I was raped, I'm defiled, no one's going to want to marry me. She was pregnant too, forget it, right? So Shimon swore that he would marry her. Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayigash, Shaul ben Akananis was the child of Shimon and Dina. No, Dina was pregnant with Asnas. That's from Shechem. Then she married Shimon. Shimon married his sister. It was before Mount Torah. It was okay. So Shimon married his sister, and from that union came Shaul ben Akananis. Who is Shaul ben Akananis, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Beis? Zimri ben Solu. Amazing. Comes out, Zimri is a descendant of Shimon, and Pinchas is a descendant of Levi. And here, Shimon and Levi wipe out Shechem. Shimon marries Dina, saves Dina. Dina would not come out of captivity unless Shimon would swear that he would marry her, which he did. From that union came Shaul ben Akananis, Zimri ben Solu, Shlumiel ben Surishadai. It's all the same person, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, who was a Nasi, Shevet Mi'Yisrael. He was a great person. And there are many reasons why what he did with Cosby. There are many reasons how Pipnimius, Reb Tzadok HaKoyen has a whole Arichas. Rav Wilson has a beautiful, in his sefer, Arichas, why Zimri did this. There were lofty intentions that they had. But it's because of what happened in this story over here
Because had Shimon not married Dina, there would be no Shaul ben Akananus. There would be no Zimri. And then Pinchas wouldn't have come to fame. Pinchas emerges as the Kanoi, as Eliyahu Hanavi, Pinchas Eliyahu, because of what he did to Zimri. And they are descendants of Shimon and Levi, who Shimon and Levi wipe out the city of Shechem. And the whole story with Shechem and Dina is what really led to all of this. So, when we talked before about how every one of the eight parshiyos in the Chumash has to do with Chanukah, well, this one we see clearly what it has to do with Chanukah. And Tetzava talks about Shem and Zayis, it's very clear. And Emor talks about Shem and Zayis, it's very clear. Pinchas, Parshas Pinchas, the connection is also clear. Pinchas is the forebearer, the ancestor of Matis Yehu. Pinchas performed an act of Havdalah. The pasuk says, "Vayar elohim es ha'or ki toy vayavdel." That's the source for Chanukah, as we mentioned it many, many times. But the Bnei Yisoschar, and anyone who has time, who really wants to know what Chanukah is all about, should study the Bnei Yisoschar. There's no sefer that has more on Chanukah than the Bnei Yisoschar. He has pages and pages of beautiful concepts and ideas. They say he said about himself that he was the neshama of one of the Chachamim that were masakin the Yom Tov of Chanukah. He was there, so that's why he knew so much about Chanukah. And he quotes from the Reikeach and Rav Pinchas of Korach, so that Chanukah is the time of the revelation of the Or HaGonus, the hidden light. And that light is in the words, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdil. Vayar Elohim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdil. Hashem saw at the beginning of Chumash the light that it was good, Ki Toiv, Vayavdil, and he separated. So Rashi says that's the Or HaGonus. Says Rashi, he separated it La'osid Lavoi, to the time of the future. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of La'osid Lavoi. Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdil, if you add up those five words, it's Begamatria 712. And that's exactly equal to the word Chanukah eight times. 89 times 8 is 712. 8 days of Chanukah. That's Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel. What else is it equal to? It's equal to the word Tishbi. Tishbi is Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi. That's Pinchas. Pinchas is the gematria of Hashem's name 8 times. Yud Kei Vav Kei 8 times. Because every day of Chanukah is another revelation of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Chanukah is Kulei Lamayla Menateva. 8 times the Shem Havaya. That's Pinchas. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Eliyahu never forgot. Pinchas never forgot. That's, and which story? This story here that comes from Shechem and Dina. The story of Zimri ben Salu when Klal Yisrael was in a tremendous dilemma what to do. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. And everyone was crying at the end of Parshas Balak, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rashi quotes, the only one that knew what to do was Pinchas. Ra'a Maisa v'niskar halacha. The Haboil Aramis Kanoyan Poiganboy. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Crying at the Igret that you'll have a pravanka, go ahead and do it." And Pinchas does it, and that's when he emerges as Eliyahu Hanavi. And if he's Eliyahu Hanavi, according to that opinion, he never died. He doesn't experience Misa no Kvura, as we say in the songs that we sing Mitzray Shabbos, which is the time to talk about Eliyahu Hanavi, the time that we read Parshas Vayishlach, the eighth parasha of Chumash. So Eliyahu is Pinchas. Pinchas is a semel. Pinchas is an example of a ben oilam haba. Pinchas is an example of a person who doesn't forget. Shviras haluchais didn't affect him. The eagle didn't affect him. He never died. He lived forever. He's a nitzchi. That Chanukah, the Yom Tov of eight, and it was Eliyahu entered the world of eight in this world. In this world, he lived the world of eight. He's still around. Eliyahu Hanavi comes to every bris. It's Eliyahu's Malach HaBris. Eliyahu Hanavi appears even today to people. You just don't know who it is sometimes. He can appear in the image of a guy. He can appear in the image of a farmer. You have no idea who, unless of course you're on a level that you realize who it is. Eliyahu Hanavi in a human body appears to people. Eliyahu Hanavi still lives. Eliyahu, the Gemara says in Mayit Katan, Eliyahu Chayhu. He's alive. How could it be? How could it be he didn't die? How could it be that he's alive? Because Eliyahu Hanavi is like after Tchias HaMesim. In fact, Tchias HaMesim is going to be performed al yedei Eliyahu Hanavi, says the Yerushalmi in Shkolim. The Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who is going to perform Tchias HaMesim because he experienced Tchias HaMesim already. He never died and never will. So Pinchas ze Eliyahu. Pinchas is the Olam Hashmini, and therefore it makes much sense that Parshas Pinchas is the parasha that is associated with Chanukah. And that's why we find an amazing thing here in the Gemara Shabbos in the Sugya of Chanukah. So the Gemara tells us, according to Beis Shammai, and La'osid Lovay, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. We light the menorah in decrease mode. That means you go 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the Gemara asks, why? So says the Gemara, Keneged Porei HaChag, like the bulls are sacrificed on Sukkot in decrease mode. Every day one less. Keneged the Shivim Umois, Shehoilchim Mismaatim. So here Rashi says, Porei HaChag, Mismaatim V'Hoilchim B'Karbonois De Parshas Pinchas. Why does Rashi have to tell us that it's in Parshas Pinchas? Rashi doesn't always cite the source for everything in the Gemara. But he tells us over here, it's in the Karbonos of Parshas Pinchas. Okay, but Parshas, he has to say that because you could think it's in Parshas Emor. Emor also talks about Karbonos. It's in Parshas Pinchas. But perhaps there's a remez here that Chanukah is Pinchas. Pinchas is the one who gave us Chanukah. Because Pinchas, and that's where Matis Yahu comes from. Bris Kehunas Olam. Pinchas, every Kohen Gadol is a descendant of Pinchas, who he solidified the barrier that the Yevonim broke, that the Yevonim breached. And Matisyahu followed in the ways of Pinchas, who followed in the ways of his ancestor Levi, who, as we see in this week's parasha, strengthened the barrier and made sure, Ki nevola osa bi Yisrael. You can't start up with Kedushas Am Yisrael. If you start up with Yisrael, then you're finished. Because that's the name that's only given to Am Yisrael. That's what differentiates us. That's what makes us distinct from the entire world. Es ha'or ki toi vayavdel. Vayavdel is Begematria Eliyahu. As the Balaturim brings at the beginning of Chumash, vayavdel is equal to 52. There are 52 times during the year that we make Havdalah. Every Motzei Shabbos, we make Havdalah. And we talk about Eliyahu HaNavi. And when we make Havdalah, we specify, we emphasize, not only between Shabbos and the Sheishas Yemei HaMasa, but we say, Ben Yisrael lo Amim. We have to remember that there has to be a wall, that there has to be a barrier, Ben Yisrael lo Amim. We can never break that wall down. All the tzoras happen because of that, because of the assimilation, because of the mingling and the intermingling. That's what causes all the tzoras. The Goyim have to keep their 7 mitzvahs, and they're going to also have a tikkun. And when Mashiach will come, they will also join us. And they're going to serve Hashem too. Mashiach is for the Goyim as well. In fact, a lot of Mashiach's teachings will be for the non-Jews, as it says in Medrash. The Noharu Elov Kol HaGoyim. They're going to come. They're going to admit to their mistakes, and they're going to come, and they're going to join. In fact, Chanukah, in a way, is a Yom Tov that illuminates the Goyim too. You light up the street. The Eretz Yisrael, they light outside. You see, there's Chanukah menorahs here in America all over the place. Even the Goyim are affected. It has an effect on the Goyim. The only Yom Tov that has an effect on the Goyim is Chanukah. That's the power of Chanukah. But there has to be a Havdalah. There has to be the Havdalah Ben Yisrael or Amim. And that we see Shimon and Levi accomplished. And that we see Pinchas accomplished, Amatis Yahu Ubon of a very select few. There were very, very few. You 13 Maccabees, according to Rashi and Parshas Vizayis HaBracha, which Rashi must be quoting a Medrash. It's not clear where Rashi got that from. Some say 5, but Rashi says there were 13, 12 together with Elazar. In the Psukim that talk about Levi, in the Bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Levi, there he talks about how many Chashmeinoyim there were, how many Maccabees there were. Maccabees, Rosh HaTevis. Baruch Kvoid Hashem Mimakoymai. Baruch Kvoid Hashem Mimakoymai is Begematria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. That's Maccabee, which Maccabee also stands for Matis Yohu Ben Yoichanan Koyhein. Micha Moicha Bo'elam Hashem is also Maccabee. So every one of the 8 of the parshiyos that are associated with 8, the 8th of Bereishis, the 8th of Shemais, the 8th of Vayikra, the 8th of Bamidbar, the 8th of Devarim, which talks about Mashiach, are all Chanukah related. Chanukah is the mapola of all the wrongdoers. As we spoke last week in the Mo'ez Tzur, we mentioned every nation from Mitzrayim down to Edom and Yishmael, the Chei Admain, Betzel Salmain. It's a time to be mispalel that all the enemies of the Jewish people should fall. all the enemies of the Jewish people should change their attitude, whatever it means. But they should, there should be no more animosity. Unfortunately, we see now a very, very big rise in anti-Semitism all over the world. A very scary rise of anti-Semitism. Perhaps Hashem is reminding us that we're in Golus. We shouldn't get too comfortable or too complacent. America is not the safe haven for the Jewish people forever. Baruch Hashem, it's a country that's been good to us and is still good to us. And we have a lot to be thankful for, and we have to thank the hospitality of the United States, to Malchus Shel Chesed, etc. But we have to know that this is not our home. We belong in Arzeinu HaKadosh, we belong in Yerushalayim HaKadosh, we belong in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and Chanukah is the Ha'orah of the Emes HaMashiach, Chanukah is the Hachana. As the Bnei Yisrael and others say, Chanukah Meloshen Chinuch, it's the Chinuch for Yemos HaMashiach. Arachti Neir Lemshichi. The Neir of Chanukah leads to the Neir of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. May we be zeicha to see it with our eyes. V'sechazena einenu b'shuvachal etzion b'rachamim. All the Nevuahs of the Haftarah this week, which Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, I'll meet you in Seir. He tells him, go ahead. I'll meet you later. So is Yaakov lying? Chas v'shalom, Yaakov is emes. Says Rashi, ve'emosa yelech b'imei ha-moshiach, she'nema ve'olu moshiim b'har tziyoim lishpat es harei. So that's this week's Haftarah. The Haftarah of Ovadia. Ovadia was a ger. Ovadia, the great Navi Ovadia, was a descendant of Esav. As the Gemara says, Hashem chose a descendant of Esav that he should prophesize the downfall of Esav. That's the way. Minei Ubei, Chazon Ovadia, where he talks about the fall of Esav. But remember, Esav has two parts. There's the part of Esav that's Ra, that will fall, and there's the part of Esav that's good. Those are the nations that will join Am Yisrael, Mashiach will come. There's many, many today we see, they're not necessarily converts, but they come to Eretz Yisrael, they help out the Jewish people, they praise the Jewish people. Those are the Hasidei Umayis Ha'olam, the Toiv Sheba Esav, that will join, and they will be the ones that will help bring Am Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. And then we will be Zaychatu Bahar Tzion Tia Plate of Ahoya Kodesh, which the Ponovich Rav Meri Tzadikim said that we've already experienced that. The last 70 years, we were Zaychatu Bahar Tzion Tia Plate of Ahoya Kodesh. After the Holocaust, the Ponovich Rav Meri Tzadikim greats said that the Hatzalah of Am Yisrael will be some in America, and the rest in Eretz Yisrael. There'll be a plate in Eretz Yisrael, which we saw with our own eyes, we see with our own eyes. V'hoya beis Yaakov eish, u'beis Yosef lehova, u'beis Esav lekash, v'lo yiyeh sored lebeis Esav, and so on. V'olu moishiyem b'har tziyoyim, lishpet es har Esav, v'hoysa la'ashem ha'melucha, v'hoysa la'ashem ha'melucha is b'gematria, b'Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim ra'akodesh, where we'll be zeichet to see the neir, the menorah, being lit by the future Kohen Gadol, who will be a descendant of Matisyahu, a descendant of Pinchas, a descendant of Levi, a descendant of Aaron, and may we be zeichet to the Olam Hashmini, to the Olam HaNitzchi, to Olam HaBa, and then there will be no difference between left and right, below 10 Tfachim, and higher than 10 Tfachim, outside, inside, Shusha Rabin, Shusha Yachid, nighttime, daytime, Kachashecha Ka'ira, first half of the month, second half of the month, it'll all be permeated with Kedusha, and then the entire world will cry out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and may we all be zeichet to that immediately. Have a very good Shabbos.